Asher Parsha, there's no shaila that Korach was a Adam Godel. There's no shaila about that. We find in Chazal that Korach had Ruach HaKodesh. It says in Chazal that the whole reason why Korach made this mistake, because the Ruach HaKodesh that he had misled him. It says he had Ruach HaKodesh that he saw that Shmuel HaNavi is going to come out of him. Made a mistake. Shmuel HaNavi came out of his sons, not out of him. It's Chassidish raid about this. Sasema says that the mistake that he made was that not that he saw that he was going to have kids. No. He saw that Shmuel HaNavi came out of him. But he said to himself that if the Zayd is a Zayr Rosh, it can't come out as a Einikul HaTzadik. It's vice versa, I'm right. No, it wasn't just a raya that he was going to survive. It was a raya that he's going doing the right thing. But al kaponim, shtein chazal that he was minoisei ha'oron, carry the oron. On the other hand, we find that the punishment that Korach v'Adosai got is not comparable to any other punishment anywhere in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu said that nothing less in Bria Yivra Hashem u'Potza Adam v'Espiu Bala Oisam v'Eskol Hashalahem. Yeah, Moshe, nothing less than that. Not Misa, not Skila, not Herek, not Chenek. No, the only thing that's appropriate is the push at the ground to swallow them up. We don't find it anywhere in the Torah. Anywhere else. And then we find even Nachah Chumra, and it says that they, their wives, their children, the Tinoikis, Yoinkei Shadayim, all of them wiped out. We don't find that any else in Torah either. The kids who never did a chet, who are not barangin, that should get punishment. And then we find another thing, all their property. Chazal say that wherever it was a piece of property that belonged to Korach v'Adosai, the ground came and snapped it up. Every gangin, gone, disappeared. Anoshim, Noshim, Vitaf, property. We don't have anywhere such a phenomenon in any Avera. What? Seder. He was Avera. He had Midas Ra'as. He was Kinna. Is on the kasha of why the kids, the famous Maimer here from Chayesh Ulevitz, Kedai to see about the Koyach of Machlaikis. How Machlaikis is a genetic disease. They don't test it in Dor Yisharim. But it's a genetic disease that if it's in the family, then you have to get rid of the wife and the kids and the einikul, there's no hope. That's the Koyach of Machlaikis. But that explains the inyan of why the kids. But the first inyan that there was a zap punishment that we don't find anywhere else, a punishment of Koyach of to make a bria that wasn't a terrible thing to be. Well, that happened over here. Beseder, Machlaikis, the terrible thing. Punish him, get rid of him, the kids, the wives, everybody, property. It is another nekuda in Parshas Korach that we don't pay attention to, and that is that Korach was a threat to the Etzem Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Vice versa, like that, by the way. Agar, from the severity of the punishment, is vice versa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go change the Bria and change Teva, is vice versa we're talking about a Zach that's a threat to the Etzem Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. What's the threat? They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they told him, "Umadua tisnasu al kahal Hashem." Without a mefarshim, it's a shrei pasha. Madua tisnasu al kahal Hashem. The mavus of the Messiah from Sinai is a munas hacham. That's what we have. Moshe Kibbutz from Sinai. So Yeshua, Yeshua's kingdom, his kingdom. Mesur lanchik nesak deil v'hemisur 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 v'hemisur. Down to Rabbi Seinu, all the way down to the Goyin, to Reb Chaim Volozhin, Reb Chaim v'bochber, ad liyameinu, right? That Messiah is the etzim lifeline of the Bria. It's the etzim lifeline of Klal Yisrael, and it's the etzim lifeline of the Bria, that the Emunas Chachamim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Memane, the Tzadikim, the Manhige Ador, that they're the Hechatimsis for the Messiah of Torah, and somebody who comes along and shakes that up with a madua tisnasu akal Hashem, mi samucha verta akibetin, who made you, what's happens, why are you better than somebody else? Is that's a threat, that's the biggest threat, more than any other veru in the whole Chamishah Chumash Torah, it's a threat to the etzel kiyum of Klal Yisrael. It's a threat to the kiyum of Torah, it's a threat to the etzel kiyum of the Bria. Because the chain of Moshe kibul Torah Sinai, Musar al Yeshua, of Emunas Chachamim, that they are the ones who carry with further the Messiah of Torah, that's being threatened. Because the minute that you shake up, it looks like not like that. We're saying Kulam Kedoshim, everybody's Kedosh, we're all Moshe Rabbeinu. But the minute that you threaten the Etzim superiority and the Etzim Manhigus and the Etzim justification, the Etzim legitimacy of Moshe Rabbeinu to run Klal Yisrael, there's no Klal Yisrael anymore. So Chilul Shabbos is the Kfer L'Chazach, is Skila, and Gil Arayis is Herig, and other there is Achenek. Oh, but this is a Zach, which is no Klal Yisrael without this. And many times you hear people speaking about Emunas Chachamim or Bittul to Das Torah. The guy says, okay, it's a Darga, I'm not holding by that yet. No, Shem Zach, right? Or the Balabatim say that, yeah, the ones who always say she listens to Das Torah are the Gedolim because they're interested in running their own show. These people talk like that. Shem Yirachem. You should know that talk like that, the earth should swallow them, because talk like that threatens the etzim kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Everything that we have in Torah, in Hanhogah, in Ruchnias, in Hashkafa is from the Messiah that we have, from our Rabbeim, and the Rabbeim's, that's what we have. You should know that in history, the first step in all the reform and all the Haskalah in any place, if you go back and check the history, if you read up a little bit about it, the first step was always they shook up the authority of the Rav. They shook up the authority of the Gadol HaDor. They shook up the authority of the Gedolei Torah. That was the first step before anything else. Be'er Bistu, he's old fashioned, he's primitive, he doesn't know. What does he know? We're the new, what do you call it, we know better. That's where it started. It always started with that. And the people who did this business understood their business. They know that the Satan knows his business. The Satan understands that the shaking up of the foundations of Klal Yisrael is only through that. It's only through that, because Kol Zman is the authority of the Gedolei Torah who are still carrying the Messiah, and Klal Yisrael's bottle themselves to them. So then there's a key to Klal Yisrael. A person could do an Aveira here, a person could have a Yerida, a person could have a Chulsha, but there's a key to Klal Yisrael, there's a Mahus of Klal Yisrael. The minute that the chain of Bittul to Das Torah, and the Bittul to the Messiah, and the Bittul of Amunus HaKhamim gets broken, the minute that chain gets broken, there's no Klal Yisrael anymore. It doesn't exist. And unfortunately, experience showed that it's true. That the Bittul to the Tzadikim, and the Bittul to the Chachamim, and the Bittul to Das Torah is the Kim of Klal Yisrael. It's not a Zayit Gezach, it's not a Madrega, it's not a Darga. And that's the Pshat. The Musig of the earth swallowing them up, what's the Pshat? What's the Pshat in that? The Pshat is that you don't exist, you have no Kiyam anymore. Hereg, you have Kiyam. Skila, you have Kiyam. You have still. The earth swallowing them up means that you're Poshet, you disappear. You have no Hemshech. You're gone. You're gone. You're off the face of the earth. You don't have a Kiyam in this world. And the Chumrah and the severity of the Oynish, Tzai mitzad the loy tivi shaboy, Tzai mitzad the unnatural shaboy, Tzai mitzad the absoluteness of it, that they have no schuskim on this world. You have no schuskim above the ground, you don't exist anymore. You're gone. And the wiping out of the family and the kids and the property, that there shouldn't be a zecher that in Klal Yisrael ever existed such a thing, b'chal. Because Kol Zman that exists, the etzim muhus of Klal Yisrael's threatened. That is the etzim shasheres, that's the etzim muhus of Klal Yisrael, more than anything else. That's what keeps us going. The bittul and emunas hachamim. So every person says, Beseder, Moshe Rabbeinu, then I would also, what do you call it? I'd also be about myself. I know better. Korach also thought the same thing. What was the Nakud of Korach? Korach was Gaiva. So the Mishka passed. Chazal make the Cheshbonis. This cousin got that stellar, that cousin got that stellar, that cousin got that stellar. Fashtatement of the Baal, we're talking about the Neisei Ha'oron. We're talking about people who carry the Oron. He's talking about G'day Le'olam, that we don't have a Musik, what it means, the Dordei, people who saw upon him, Dibur Hashem, who saw Matan Torah. What do we have a Musik of such a thing? But there was Epis Lefi Daragosa and Nakud over here of Gaiva and Kinna, which is all the same thing. That a person wants something more than what he deserves, a person wants something more than he gets, which was enough to create a whole ideology. B'sach at the end of the day, there was an ideology here. It came with a whole sheet, it came with rayas, with books, with all the, what do you call it? But it was rooted in Gaiva. It was rooted in Kin. It was rooted in, I also want to be something. I'm also something. On that foundation of I'm also something, he built the whole shita. He came with rayas, he came with scholars, even had a few Talmidei Chachamim to dress him up. And he came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Ich bin euch edepes. Gaiva? What's up? Kulei tzitkus. Kulam kideshim. We also have a legitimate chelik in what he called. It was covered over by a gaiva that I'm also something. I won't be misbattle myself to you. Nobody wants to misbattle themselves to anybody. It's against our nature. So when you go out to the world, a person has to know the richtige hashkafa of Torah. You go out to the world, there's all types of schools of thought out there. Who says I should listen to this one? I'm talking about mahalchim in life. Rabbi Seinu, G'dayi Le'Adorah, set out red lines of how a person is supposed to live. And a person says, I'll decide by myself how I want to live. I was thinking, I speak to people in New York. Right? I'll give you a moshul. There are Balabatim and Flatbush. I just heard recently, and I couldn't believe that I heard such a thing, but I heard that people have TVs. I was postured by me, I'll be honest with you, and maybe I'm naive, and I'm not a naive person, as some of you know, but I try not to make believe I'm not. But it was postured by me that since I was a little kid, they had this big battle against TV. Nobody has TV. A guy is an Erlich, a guy eats Chavisol, only goes to Heimische hotels with Heimische Shrita, with Heimische tennis courts. A guy like that doesn't eat, doesn't have a TV in his house. It was postured by me. How could it be? He's an Erlich Yid. He calls himself an Erlich Yid. Where's the Bosolino? Yeah. So, but that people today, I see that's a phenomenon. What's the pshat there? So on one level, he's a mushkis, he's a balavera, he's ruining his kids. Gil arayis, shvichas doma, vaydezoro, all of them together. Beseder, a bal taiva. Fine. But there's something much deeper than that. Aber haloi, the Rabbi Yashiv said you shouldn't have a TV in your house, among other things he said. The G'daylim said you shouldn't have. Is the Teretz is that I'm smarter. I know better. Yeah, think a fellow. But the people who know, who have the Messiah, who were picked to run Klai Yisrael, who picked them, yet it wasn't running elections, richtig. But Klai Yisrael knows who their manhigim was. They always did. They never, you know, we're smart people. We're not Italians. We're not Puerto Ricans. We're not Tratis. We know. Yeah, but we know how to pick our leaders, Rabbi Kiv Eger and the Goin and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and all the G'day Le'olam. Klai Yisrael knows how to pick their man. That wasn't for you every time, huh? Yeah? Before you came along, it was a tzaddik. Yeah? Before you discovered him. The what do you call it? The Klai Yisrael knows how to pick their leaders. Klai Yisrael knows how to pick their manhigim. You know, we're not stupid. And if a few people are stupid, I'm all the rest of the people fix it up usually. And whoever doesn't belong gets shook out. Is when people bring up their kids and run their families in ways which they hold that they know better, is the message that they're sending to their kids, and the message sending around them is that there's no Klai Yisrael's Hefker. Klai Yisrael's Hefker. Isha Yosha Be'en of Yas. Everybody does what they want. There's no Manhigim anymore. There's no Chachamim. There's no Mishachamim. Yeah, when somebody's sick, unfortunately, they stand online, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, with protection, because they have a guy, you know, the other guy, what do you? Got him in, he gave a lot of money to a beer, and they made the guy with it. Then they stand in line, they mutcha the gedolim for brachas, and they want the gedolim to promise them that everything's going to be beseder, not a bracha, promise. But when it comes to things that are running your life, about how you run your house, and where do you go on vacation, and where you send your to yeshiva, and what do you do for a living, and what do you do in your leisure time, and how much do you learn, that they know better. So that phenomenon, on a lower level, it's a type of world body type. But on a deeper level, it's something which is shaking the foundations of Klal Yisrael. Because there's less than less dying. There's no hanoga anymore. Everyone can do what they want. It's the same, everything they can do what you want could apply to a stupidity like TV, or to other stupidities, which are stupidities. It's a garnish, it's a narishkeit. But the same shita could apply to things which are much more serious. What's right and what's wrong and what's richtig and what's not richtig and vifirth and what do we do with Klal Yisrael and who we take in and who do we take out. Because they're shaking the etzem esara. And mahalchim like that are a threat in Klal Yisrael. Now where does it come from, by the way? It comes from Gaiva. Because I, Mr. So-and-so, know better. You learned a little bit more, you know a little bit more. I'm also somebody. And the meat of Gaiva is enough to shake the foundations of Klal Yisrael. It's enough to shake, and the battle on a high level against the whole way of life is the not being misbatel to das Torah. Because without that, there's nothing left. There's no Messiah. We have no Sfiskim before. And that's the limit of this parsha. And everybody could say, oh, yeah, the guy is what he called. We're all weak in this area. Because we're all Balei Gaiva. And we listen only to what's comfortable for us. And what's not comfortable, so we don't listen. And we make a face, we make a laugh. He's the Yana guy's an old man, he doesn't know, he's out of it, he's not in touch with what's going on, this and that. He's a Kanoi, he's not a Kanoi, he was a Kanoi. When he says what's good, he's not a Kanoi. When he doesn't like what he said, he's a Kanoi. And everybody has their own dais. And it's a churban of Klal Yisrael, it's a churban for your kids. You're all going to have families ready. Some of you have, you're going to have families, Mirch Hashem. A house which is not brought up with a bittul to das Torah is a house which is not connected to Har Sinai. And that's our only schuskim, it's our only lifeline. That's the ikkulimah that we have from this parsha.